Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to the Dear Ladies Podcast. I'm joined today with your co-hosts, Erica and Lisa, for our really amazing interview with Quiva O'Brien from thebeerclub.ie. But before we get into the interview, I'm just going to remind you to like, subscribe, and comment. Let us know what you want to hear from us. And you can find us again at wherever you get your podcasts and also on YouTube. But before we really get into the interview, I'm going to ask the perennial question. What are you drinking? So Lisa, what are you drinking?
So I have gone for something low key. I'm having a rest day today, so try to be no alcohol. So I've got the Dungarvan Mainsail, which is their alcohol-free pale ale. So love to see more local craft folk getting in on the low and no alcohol bandwagon, especially as we get up to our dry January. So so far, so good.
And Erica, what are you drinking?
I have Hope Beer's Winter Seasonal Emmer Stout. And I'm showing our viewers on YouTube the can. I just started drinking it a few minutes ago, and it says it has notes of roasted grain, coffee, and dark chocolate. And it's really, really delicious. Yeah.
And Quiva, what are you drinking?
So technically, I am in our office today, but I was doing a couple of tasting notes. So I'm not completely drinking, but I'm sampling the delicious Heaney, the Farmer is the Man Saison. I know it's probably a bit late in the year for Saison, but it is full on lemony and herbal. And oh yeah, it's exactly kind of what I needed for something light for my tasting notes there today. So highly recommend it if you haven't got your hands on it yet.
I enjoyed that one too. Lovely.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And from like a light lemony Saison, I'm going to go the complete opposite way with a 10.9% White Hag Barrel Aged Black Boar 2020. Yeah, completely on the other end. People seem to really like really be obsessed with the barrel aged black boar. I know it's kind of a bit of like an Irish whale, if you will, that people seem to really, really like. And it, I mean, it does exactly what it says on the tin. It is a barrel aged stout that's, you know, it's got all those flavors that you could get from the barrel, and it's really like rich and everything that you expect with this kind of a style. Like it's just dead on, bang on. So I can see why people really, really go for it.
And your nail varnish is black to match.
Yeah, well, and so is my top. Like, I was theming myself today with, you know, the black everything. So there we go.
Well, the other three of us are all rocking Christmas jumpers.
That's right.
Not planned. And then I think you're probably still in your Halloween vibes. Are you there, Christina?
Well, that's just year round for me. Like that's just a way of life, you know. Halloween decorations, you mean just house decor. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
What is a seasonal thing you speak of? But before we really get, you know, Quiva, before we get more into questions from us, I just kind of want you to sort of introduce what you do to our listeners and kind of, yeah, exactly. What is it that you do, and how did you start your journey into beer and those sorts of things? Just
so basically a job interview. no. My journey into beer is quite weird. Is probably too dramatic, or is a bit dramatic, but unusual. Although maybe many people are unusual to get into beer. Mm-hmm. Originally, I was a psychologist, so I did that for a couple of years. I was working in children's services in the UK, and as you can imagine, that's a bit of an emotionally taxing job. And got to a point where I was like, "Why am I even doing this anymore? I'm not enjoying it." Mm-hmm. So my family have been running two physical off licenses since I know the dates on this are funny because it feels like this was long before I was even legally able to drink. So I would say since 2004, 2005, maybe, giving away my age there. And while I was living up my psychology life in the UK, they took over or started kind of co-running, now full-time running, the beerclub.ie. So we're an online craft beer store. And then they, at one point, they kind of went, "Hey, if you're sick of this psychology thing, we kind of need someone cool and hip." I don't know why they thought it was cool and hip. I've never been cool or hip. "Can you come over and just help us like with the marketing? Because like you have like Instagram and stuff like that." And that's not quite how they asked, but it was the general gist. And I came over, or I came home, I should say, and I was responsible for kind of looking after all the social media. And then one of the things that we were doing online Twitter tastings as part of our subscription plans that we do. We stopped doing that because nobody really wants to be interrupted watching the match on Tuesdays. Or I don't know what the matches were, but apparently they were popular. It's not my thing. But it was Yellow Belly's Citra Pale Ale that I tried. And I was like, oh, damn. This beer thing is kind of cool. And kind of been hooked ever since. And that's 4 years ago. So I was, long story short, continued kind of working with the family business for a couple of years. Then I was approached by Guinness to join their beer specialist team. So I did that again for about 18-ish months. I have no concept. Like, I don't even know how we're in November 2021. And then just before the pandemic hit, I'd left Guinness to go to another kind of beer company, but during the lockdown, I realized that actually what I really was passionate about was kind of being a bit more hands-on in the industry. So I came back to the family business, and my official title has changes depending on who you ask, which should be me most of the time, but it changes every time. So technically I look after kind of all of the e-commerce piece. So everything online, I supervise the craft beer purchasing in. So I really get all the food, all the super fun jobs. I'm like, what beers do we have? How do I want to sell them to people? And I've also had the really fun job of hosting online beer tastings. Now, they were way more popular last year because we were all stuck at home. And I basically got paid to talk beer to people. And obviously drink the beer with them. Horrible, horrible job, as you can imagine. So yeah, I basically have all the fun jobs when it comes to beer. Yeah, that's pretty much my role, although obviously it's a bit more stressful than that. But yeah, it's pretty much it. Pick beers, sell beers, talk beers. That's probably it.
And did you see an uptake in things like growlers and crowlers and mini kegs during the pandemic?
Oh my God. Yes. There was kind of, so we all went into what lockdown, what was it like it was like the 15th or the 11th of March or something. It was before St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Day. And both the physical stores, we have one in Carriott and Mulhuddart, Dublin 15, and Carriott in Tyrrellstown, again, Dublin 15. The Tyrrellstown one has a growler station. So that's a takeaway container for beer. You guys kind of, being from further afield, are probably far more aware of kind of the use of growlers and crowlers, not massive here just yet. But people, it was just like, I'll pop into the local off license because I don't have to queue for 40 minutes to get into the huge big supermarket. And you know what, we're going to do our best to support local. And well, you're telling me that that mini keg comes from the brewery down the road. Brilliant. I'll buy that. And that'll do me for the weekend. Or, you know, we're having a barbecue and a safely distanced one. And it was almost like we could not order in stock enough or fast enough, I should say. And I feel like breweries couldn't produce stock fast enough. I think we probably weren't the only beer business. I say this knowing how very, very lucky we were and still are. That, yeah, just, yeah, it was like, I'm going to say 27 hour, that's not right, a 24 hour, 7 day a week kind of business we were running. And yeah, we were getting deliveries in mad early in the morning. I think at one point I was sitting here in our warehouse getting deliveries of stock in at 11 p.m. because people were just trying to do everything. It was like, I sounded like whack-a-mole. Do we all remember the game? Like, yeah. I focus on this thing. Oh no, I'll do that thing. And it was just mayhem, but it was, people were, and in fairness still are, it's tapered off a little bit, but people are very much, I want to try the kind of the local thing. I'm up for trying something new. And hey, if I'm able to try it in a format I haven't tried before, like a mini keg or a crowler, which is kind of the canned draft beer, which is technically it's a brand name, but we all know, yeah, it's like Hoover, yeah. We all know. So it's good to see that kind of uptake is still around, just maybe not at the same level as last year, thankfully. And it's,
that busyness is definitely a good problem to have.
Absolutely. And yes, our cousins, our siblings in the alcohol industry, which would be say the pubs, yeah, they had a really horrible year. So I complain knowing that it's a very privileged complaint to make, as do all my colleagues here. We give out, but yeah, but we know we're lucky.
What does it look like too with more and more, especially the smaller producers shifting to cans? We know that, you know, a lot of them weren't set up initially, but now that we're, you know, a little less locked down and can go to pubs and so on, are people still buying a lot of cans? It seems like, especially for things that maybe are from the next county over or something that's not immediately on tap at your local pub. I'm wondering if that appetite has stayed or if that sort of shifted with things being more open.
From a kind of a sales and a stock turning over perspective, things have definitely slowed down. But what seems to have happened last year is that maybe people were kind of purchasing from us physically online either online or physically in store. And they've had, you know, it was, you know, you'd get dressed up to go to the supermarket and people were like, well, if I'm out anyway, I'll spend time looking. And what it seems to have happened is that people will maybe go in, pick up, say, maybe their bottle of wine or, you know, their slab of Guinness or whatever it was. But then they'd say, look, do you know what? They'd be open to trying, say, for example, like Erica, your Hope that you're drinking. We'd be able to kind of direct them like, look, if you're into your Guinness, maybe give this a go. It's local. And that kind of attitude still kind of seems to be hanging about a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think what last year did as well, is kind of, again, from a beer nerd perspective, and you guys could probably, we're kind of the same kind of headspace when it comes to our love of beer, but just maybe at different sides of the coin, that were you, or what kind of what seemed to happen was that people stuck to say their core flagship favorites. So for me, say I'd be going in to get some Trouble Brewing Ambush, but while I'm in there, I might pick up one or two news, but I wouldn't be going in just to pick up all the newbies. I don't know if our Friday night or Saturday or whatever day of the week was your treat, that became almost more important because everything was just so horribly stressful for everyone. But yeah, kind of from the other end of that coin, you guys would have to tell me because I just kind of existed last year. It's all a bit of a blur still.
No, I think you're right. I think more people are reaching more for flagship beers or the core range or things that seem comfortable, like your favorite standard and stuff. And yeah, like I know personally, I definitely still reach for new ones and new exciting beers, but I'm really like commonly find myself like going to Lidl or going to Aldi and seeing like the Irish craft beers that are there and just that I know and I like and I'm picking them up, or going to Martin's and picking up like my the ones that I just, they're comfortable. There's that but in the very best way, you know, you just know that it's going to be good. And then, you know, having the one or two maybe newbies added, but really going for several of a beer that I know is going to just kind of, exactly as you said, just kind of hit that spot on your Friday night or whatever. What about you, Erica and Lisa?
Yeah, like I definitely sought out opportunities to be social, whether it was remotely or in real life. There were some meetups that we had with the Ladies Craft Beer Society of Ireland, as well as online festivals, and I think you're going to talk about this later, but I did an Advent beer calendar box this past year as well. So yeah, it was kind of a balance between the new different beers, but also, you know, like the ones that were consistently there that I had already tried and knew that I liked.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I feel like now that we can go back to pubs more regularly, I feel like the novelty of just being in a pub and having something on draft is worn off a little bit, but I'm still like, oh, thank goodness there's a place I can go and get Ambush or get, you know, or get some of my favorite Hope beers. But I have the same thing almost where there's a balance of, you know, mm-hmm. the cans in my fridge. I always have certain Hope beers, certain Ballycabin beers, mm-hmm. just because they're so good. And so I just need to have them there and know they're, you know, they're accessible and available, but I also kind of want to be surprised by some of the other stuff that's out there. But I think I, you know, but like you're saying, Erica, too, I don't think I would buy a whole sort of, you know, sort of mixed case of things I haven't tried yet. But again, when it comes to like the advent calendar type thing there, I do want to be totally surprised, but I think there's that kind of that sense too, like, yeah, the core ranges can feel really comforting and just to know that sure. the quality is good and, you know, you're just going to, you know, you're going to get a great beer.
And I think as well, being able to physically sit down indoors and have our pints in a proper glass made such a big difference to me, rather than just sitting outside with a plastic cup, even if it was a fresh takeaway pint. You know, we're just making baby steps of progress.
And fingers crossed that everything stays open this side of, or sorry, this side of Christmas. It's scary. So anyway, on one hand, kind of as a human, which makes me sound like we're the four of us, one of us is not human. as someone living in Ireland, that you're like, oh, I hope everything stays open. But then on the other side, kind of from a business perspective, we're like, we have this little mean mentality. We're like, oh, wouldn't it be lovely to kind of get that peak again? Then you're like, but it's on the backs or off the backs, whatever the expression is, of again our kind of on-premises counterparts. So so it's a weird dichotomy to hold.
I mean, we might as well ask you now because we brought it up. Can you tell us about your advent box and how that started and how it's going? And
oh god, advent calendars. Well, first of all, I'm so very excited. They are kind of, because I know some of you guys have purchased them. At least I think you were one of the first people to buy them. You were like, because I was like, oh, I know that name. they actually require so much effort.
Yeah, I mean they must.
And just
because it's 24 bottles and or cans.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we started doing an advent calendar, I think I'm going to say about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I feel like that timeline might not be correct. But it wasn't so kind of last year and this year, what we wanted to do was we were like, everything was horrible last year. Sorry, not everything. Again, very privileged. I'm aware of that. It was a very unpleasant year for lots of us. So we kind of said, look, we've done this advent calendar before. We weren't really happy with the execution. So what we decided to do, we went and we got our very own advent box created just for us. Literally from the how tall the box was to how fat each little section was and how I can't even remember exactly how many times we packaged the advent calendar and it's like in a shipping box and we turned it sideways and we shook it like we were shaking a cocktail because we were like, this is exactly how the couriers are going to treat it. But the idea was that we wanted to give people who were in this headspace of, hey, let's support local, let's kind of try Irish, and people were open to trying new things, that we wanted to do something a little bit different. So we went ahead with our fancy box. Last year it was unbelievably I think it sold out before we even hit like October. It was just insane. I'm still slightly in shock. I think I'm still traumatized from it. But yes, so it went down very well. There were a couple of like little kind of courier issues, as I'm sure there always is. And given, because I think it was a 550 or something we sold out last year. And I don't know if you've ever tried to keep track of 550 items all going out at the same time with many, like, does that one have a letter or was that one or two? And anyway, super stressful. But this year, thankfully, more organized, way less stressful. Well, at least I think it's less stressful, either that or I'm just blocking it all out. I had the super fun job of picking all 24 beers. Hmm. And I was trying to do it in the headspace of, as a beer lover, I would like to be kind of to have some of those, oh, they're, you know, I've had that before, that's really delicious. With, oh, I haven't had this before, oh, I'm not sure I like that one, but hey, do you know what, I've tried that one, that's cool, maybe I like the next one. Mm-hmm. And saying that is really easy, but then you're kind of sitting there going, oh my god, is that too many lagers? Oh no, is that is like, oh, is how many sours can I put in? Oh, do you think people would like us? Anyway, there's no way I'm going to make everybody happy, but if you guys had purchased that, say for me, okay, I'll say I'm biased, but I would be very happy to get that those range of beers. I feel like it's a very good representation of the beer styles, kind of with some slightly fancier, some more accessible, and some that, you know, sours are a bit Marmite-y, aren't they? You either love them or hate them.
Are you still taking pre-orders?
Yes. So as of, what day is it? Today is Sunday. So as of tomorrow, we're starting to ship out and prep all our boxes. So I don't know if you can see to my left on the video. No, I think it's hiding. I've like files up to here with all of my addresses and divvying stuff up. Yes, so for the next kind of say 10 days, we are prepping the boxes and dispatching them. And yeah, so slightly terrifying, but super exciting. So hopefully Lisa and Eric, I can't remember who's ordered what, but I know that you guys are on a list somewhere, that I'm hoping that you love them. Or at least are like, oh yeah, her beer choices are all right. I'll accept that. That's a very low bar. Hopefully for people who are like, look, I kind of like the idea of beer. I don't want 24 double IPAs. That's a bit much. Yeah, but hey, if that's what you like, that's cool. That's not what we did.
Yeah.
There, I think at the moment there may be 30, maybe 40 left. I'm not entirely sure. It'll end up depending on when this is released. But there are a few left, but I think we'll still hit our sellout, which it's brilliant, but again, stressful, because then it's more of a scramble to kind of catch up on bits. And I did email you guys a second ago before we jumped on this, that I have created a discount code for you all and for the listeners. And I would have to double check the spelling of it, but I believe it was Beer Ladies Podcast, I think. Okay. But if you guys want to share it on social media, go for it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you. If people even want to like message me to confirm what I said, please do, because it's there. Of course, you guys are welcome to use it personally as well. It's valid up until the 31st of December. So even if you weren't doing Christmas presents but wanted to treat yourself in January, if you're doing dry January, I generally don't, but yeah, each to their own.
Yeah.
Yes, so pre-Christmas time is insane, but that's why I'm wearing my Christmas jumper, because I'm feeling Christmassy. I might even stick Frozen on while I'm finishing up my work here, just to get into the zone. But yes, super fun beer is coming probably not post boxes. It's a 12 kilo box. It's not going to fit through a post box. But yes, some delicious beer is coming to you soon via a courier.
Oh, fantastic. And yeah.
How does that compare to your Oktoberfest box then?
So the Oktoberfest box, oh god, that was actually a little bit stressful. I feel like everything I do is stressful. No, it's not. It's not at all. So Oktoberfest beers, so there's, as you guys probably know, but maybe not everybody knows, there are six official Oktoberfest beers. And in Ireland, I think the only one that was actively being imported by one of the typical beer importers here was the Hofbräu Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. So last year we kind of said, look, we'd love to get our hands on all of them, because there seems to be a little bit of an interest.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
People were asking us. So last year we imported loads of them and we did the same this year. So what we did was, rather than selling them individually, because one, that's much harder to keep track of all the stock. But what we did this year was that we had an Oktoberfest box. So there were two variants of that. So one was that you would have one by six of each of the Oktoberfest beers. And the other one, which was the one we released first, was two of each of the Oktoberfest beers. So you get your two Hofbräu, your two Spaten, your two Hackerschwör, your two Augustiner. I'm starting to run out now. But yeah, it was two of each of them. They were extremely popular, and understandably, because who doesn't love a good Marzen? Marzen, yeah. Marzen. I can never say it properly, but French was my thing, and even in school, and even then, it wasn't great. So I leave it up to other beer people.
I think I have two left. I've got them, but so glad to find that box, because, like you say, they're not easy to find here necessarily, which is kind of surprising. But yeah,
and we did have a little bit of a disaster when we imported them ourselves. Going through one of our other suppliers, who I have to say in general are brilliant, just this time that wasn't on their radar, didn't want to do it, and that's cool. But unfortunately, the I don't know what happened, something tipped over or somebody reversed into it, we're not really sure, but we ended up losing probably about six cases of Oktoberfest beer. And yes, given they were kind of a bit like gold dust in the first place, it was a little bit stressful, but look. Beer spills. We've all accidentally dropped a can or a bottle and been heartbroken, but yeah, should we get over it, don't we? No point crying over spilled beer. Maybe just be sad for 5 minutes and then you get over it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually, when thinking about some of those, like, kind of, I'll say curated in air quotes, boxes, how much of that is either working directly with the brewery or a different distributor? It's probably a mix depending on what you're trying to do, but you have to kind of build some of those relationships individually, or is it a little easier to do kind of through, again, something like a distributor or series of distributors? Just, I wonder how that shakes out.
Do you know, that's actually a really good question, because I feel like most of what I actually spend my day-to-day life doing is being professional best friends with people. we're very lucky, I think, in Ireland. Now, sorry, I say that and I've never actually worked in the beer industry in another anywhere else. One, I think all of our kind of beer suppliers and distributors are extremely friendly. Everyone is always kind of up for the chats, and they seem to genuinely kind of want to get to know you and stuff, and want to know what works well for you. So there's a handful of kind of big distributors that you probably have, I'd say, at least 7 or 8 of their beers in your fridge. But there's a couple of big ones. But then I'm very lucky in that we've been around for so long that a lot of the time people approach us to be like, hey, would you like to list our beer? And generally it's a, oh my God, amazing, when can you deliver it to me? Mm-hmm. I don't think is the typical kind of sales experience for people. Nice. But I think for example, for the Advent box, it's probably about a 50-50 mix where I get them directly from suppliers or through the what's going to call it, the warehouse, their distributor. Now, as some of the companies will only work through their distributor, which is completely reasonable. One, it means it's less like paperwork for them to chase up. And some people are still kind of, they're like, look, they're super new, or they're just kind of like, they don't have maybe the quantities that some of the suppliers want them to have. So it's really nice that it gives a little bit of freedom. But actually, I'll give you an example of kind of being like professional best friends with somebody. I think it was last week. It was quite late, and I got a phone call from one of the suppliers. So when I say late, it was maybe 8:30, 9:00, and they were like, "Quiva, I'm really sorry. Those cases that you ordered, I'm not happy for them to go into can. I've pulled off this amount. Do you still want them? Do you want me to swap for something else?" And we talked through it, and I was like, "Look, that's fine. How about we do this instead of that?" And easy peasy, donezo. And that's much easier to do than kind of going through almost like a conduit, which are the distributors. But in saying that, the distributors, you know, the amount of times that something has fallen through on me last minute, and you give them a call and they're like, leave it with me, and they'll rock up an hour later with their solution. And like sometimes physically rock up with stock for me. I think in kind of the Irish beer industry, and kind of like me as the retailer and you guys as the consumer, that I think the passion is absolutely there from the suppliers and the producers, and that hopefully that passes through people like myself to get to you as well. It's a
cool. Did Brexit have any kind of impact on that for you as a business?
So Brexit, I feel, has just made everybody's life a little bit trickier. Particularly in Ireland, I think. But anyway, we're not here for political stuff. I'm not no expert. One of our big suppliers would have originally brought in a lot of stuff from the UK, and obviously that has made it much trickier now. So some people or some of the suppliers have kind of gone, yeah, look, we'll continue to bring those in. There's a little bit of them taking a little bit of the financial hit, so there's not a massive kind of price increase. But then some other people have kind of gone, you know what, it's so much paperwork, so much hassle. Mm-hmm. We just don't have the physical time to bring them in. Hilariously, I paused for a second a few minutes ago because an email had just popped up on my screen asking me, oh, are you guys not delivering to the UK anymore? England, Scotland, Wales. And no, the couriers just don't want to be dealing with alcohol and filling out the forms. And Brexit definitely caused a lot of just beer headaches for people, let alone all the other consequences. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, though, I'm currently sipping away on the Heaney Saison. Obviously, they're in Northern Ireland, so they're less affected. But so thankfully, we still get Heaney in the Republic of Ireland, mm-hmm. as well as some other absolute crackers from up north. And we don't have to be bold and take a run up to Newry to get our hands on. You, if you do, every time I go to visit my friend, I come home with loads of loads of Northern Irish beer.
I just want to sort of circle back to like your own personal career in beer, Quiva, and I guess ask you about what you did at Guinness, if you could tell sort of our listeners a bit more about what your job was and what it entailed. Yes. And then a bit more about tasting beer and choosing beer as you do now, and how you do that professionally, and where you got your qualifications and things like that.
So Guinness first. So my job title in Guinness was Guinness beer specialist, which is the absolute coolest job title in the whole entire world. I was one of, I can't remember now, but I think it was like one of 17 or 19 or something like that. And for quite a while, I was actually the only woman on the team. So I felt I was very privileged to be able to do that. But also I just had the coolest one, like this, the coolest team to work with. We all kind of specialized and were nerdy about different aspects of beer, and where I was like the professional best friend. So I could build bridges and like, yes, let's bring Guinness to more people. And I can talk to beer nerds in that nerdy way. And oh, it was so much fun. So as a Guinness beer specialist, I had a few kind of different roles. One was, I suppose, a kind of super specialist tour guide, which I quite enjoyed, particularly if I was looking after maybe some brewers or some kind of marketing people from around the world. And then, so that would have happened in the Guinness storehouse, which I don't know if you've ever been, highly recommend. Mm-hmm. Although again, I'm biased, completely biased. I was paid to be there, but I still loved it. And then I spent a lot of my time in the Guinness Open Gate Brewery, so the experimental brewery. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling we've potentially hung out there at some point, or I looked after you there. Anyway, I have vague recollections of seeing you guys there at some stage or on a list somewhere. And so there, my job was to talk people through the different kind of the different options of beer that were available, that were produced kind of in the spirit of kind of craft beer. That, do you know what, guys, we're going to give this a go, and if it works, brilliant, and if it doesn't, well then we won't ever do that again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were some variations of that, of the experimental beers that were there, that then potentially went on to, you know, they looked at becoming maybe some bigger brands and bigger variations. So like Hophouse 13 would have been trialed there first to kind of see what people think, and they got feedback on. And so it was really cool to kind of be at the, to see and to be involved in that, kind of this huge, big company's kind of small thought process. And they genuinely wanted to know my thoughts, which is terrifying, like little old me. So when I was with Guinness, by the time I had gotten to Guinness, I had done some of the qualifications with the IBD, so the Institute of Brewing and Distilling. Mm-hmm. Now I traveled over to do those kind of qualifications in the UK, but I believe there's talk of them moving here, and possibly they're being going to be amalgamated with somebody else. So I think there's a lot of stuff up in the air at the moment. But so I had done a lot of my training kind of before I had joined Guinness. So I actually can't even tell you what qualifications I have anymore, because I have, it's just one of the things, I just know I have them, it's fine. Yeah. But I'm planning on working on my certified Cicerone next year. You never do something in this business in the run up to Christmas, because there will be tears and hair falling out. It'll just be super stressful. So there's lots of qualifications, and I think there's plans to amalgamate kind of a couple of them together. Just as an aside, at the moment I'm actually doing some beer and food pairing training with some people in Canada. So super handy, because everything's on Zoom, and thankfully it's not until like 10 p.m. at night, so it doesn't even interrupt my workday. So there's so much out there, like official qualifications, and just, you know, you want to learn a little bit more. There's so much out there that it's almost overwhelming. If anyone's interested in any of them, definitely feel free to pop me a mail or DM or whatever to do them. But highly recommend, just so you can ask really dumb questions that you don't understand.
I have a dumb question.
I'm sure it is not dumb.
Do you ever sleep?
Well, I was very generous to myself today. I did not get out of bed until 10 a.m. And then I was like, I'll be in work for 12. Given it's a Sunday, no one's going to be pulling out of me for stuff. But yes, in the run up to Christmas, very little sleep happens. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. So yes, end up doing results and making some awful kind of really dumb mistakes. Sure, it's part of the way. And if you can't make fun of your mistakes when you're tired, and let your customers make fun of you for your mistakes, then yeah. I don't know what else you'd be doing, but yeah.
So I guess I'll ask one of our sort of perennial favorite questions. What's your favorite beer or favorite beer style? Or, oh my gosh, Christina, that's so loaded. I have so many. It depends on the mood and the season and the weather. And
I suppose it's a bit like asking what's your favorite food, isn't it?
Right.
Kind of like it depends. I would generally, so I like most beers. I'm sure if you gave me something very specific, I'd be like, no, I'm not sure I feel about that, or not in the mood for that. So generally, I would live in that kind of juicy pale ale kind of zone. So we're talking things like Ambush, Line Blocker, and a Big Bunny. They're probably, okay, slightly different in each of them, but those kind of zones. But this evening, I will probably go home and crack open a Ballycocavan Blackwell Irish Stout. Because before we started the recording, I think I went on about how much I love that one. So that's probably on the list. Mm-hmm. Although brown ales, which seem to be getting a little bit of I don't know, they're so hot right now.
Having a moment. Yeah.
Yes, they are. I think they're another style that don't get enough love. That I don't currently have any in the warehouse here, but I will have some now next week, and that will be the first beer that comes home with me for research purposes.
Fantastic. Yeah, we think we're making them happen. We're manifesting them into the world by just putting it out there and saying,
just
please.
Thinking it. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, I think, sorry, people have been asking, kind of about special beers for Christmas Day. And we kind of briefly talked about the pressure on a beer for Christmas Day, that I would probably live in that kind of that stout zone for Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And just in case I have something special that I was like, have a lot of pressure on to taste exactly as I picture it. And if it doesn't, then I'll, having something like your like my Ambush in the fridge to kind of go, well, look, I didn't like that, but I have my Ambush. So yeah, I think that's planning Christmas Day already. Oh god. I'm not ready. I can't do it. And what about you guys? Do you have your favorite beers? I feel like I need to flip the script a little bit, because I hate being interviewed, because I feel like it's so unnatural for me. So what would your favorite beers be then? I'm going to put it back on you guys. For this time of year.
Yeah. For this time of, well, for I this would say, time of year. Yeah, for this time of year, I think perennially, again, the Ballycocavan Brown is just so good, and it goes with everything. It's just, so solid and just kind of perfect in that. But again, especially for this time of year, I think that's good. What I would love to see too, and I feel like I haven't seen enough yet, but maybe more like kind of hoppy porters, I think would be really, really nice this time of year. And I've seen a couple, but more would not go amiss. Just again, putting that out there into the universe. Yeah. So
I'll send some texts afterwards just to to put it into the beer ether.
Exactly.
I would really lean towards coffee stouts this time of year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're kind of hit or miss. Like there'd be a couple that I would have given a 5 on Untapped, and then a couple that just didn't do it for me.
Okay.
But I also like a really good red ale. Yeah.
Yeah. They're another style that maybe doesn't get enough love, or sometimes I feel is viewed as being like an old man beer or something, which is really harsh. And I that probably comes from kind of some of the branding around traditional kind of red ales, but I think they're kind of cool.
For me, for this time of year, I find myself more reaching for like an Oud Bruin or a Flemish Red. Like I like something funky and a little bit more malty, really complex. I think especially when the nights get colder, it's kind of nice to have sort of that darker, but not necessarily darker, but like really complex, something that pairs more with dark evenings and bonfires and a little less with sunshine and heat waves.
Yeah.
Although I drink everything all year round though, but I do find myself reaching for those kind of styles more.
Because you've mentioned bonfires, I have an absolute craving now for a smoked beer. So thanks, Christina.
You're welcome.
I don't think I have any, but I might have to go shopping on the way home.
I had a nice, it was a smoked sour ale from Canvas Brewing, which was really, really nice. I don't remember what the name of it was, but it's a smoked sour.
Remember. Yes, because Canvas have very unusual names and I can never remember them. And they all start to look the same to me because, the label, because they're just kind of they're just so cool and kind of simple, and I just been a long time since I've had a canvas beer, actually.
Mm.
I have to go find one, track one down. Good shout.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Oh, God. Now I want a Flemish Red.
Oh, I think I actually have the Kinnegar, their smoked lager, the rock beer, right beer. I can never pronounce it properly. I think I have one of those in the fridge. So that, although I'm not sure 100% of it is actually smoked, but I think that that's probably exactly what I crave. So can I just change my mind? Can I go with just malty beers, please? Really malty at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear that. I could also go for like a dark Czech lager.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah. So I don't know, are we just thirsty or is...
Possibly just thirsty.
There we go.
Possibly just thirsty.
Yeah, God. And now it's super dark outside just as I look out the window and 100% ready for some dark, warming beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I might even, you know, find some special barrel aged beer. I shouldn't be drinking this much. I'm telling you that I'm going to drink all these. I'm absolutely not, because I'm up mad early tomorrow. So that's not going to happen.
So Erica or Lisa, do you have any sort of final questions before we don't quiva all night?
No, I think that was it for me. Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot and really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I think my only other final question would be, are there things you've heard about in the pipeline that might be coming up in, you know, in the new year we should keep an eye out for? Mm. Things that are going to be dropping in the next couple weeks or months?
Oh, so I think, first of all, sorry, that's a really good question, because, you know, I feel like I get lots of like, keep an eye out for this, or, you know, don't tell anyone this is coming. And so I'm not going to drop anyone in it or anything like that. I think at the moment, all the breweries are kind of like, this is their insane time, because brewing now for kind of Christmas, or potentially at the end of it. But I know that there are a handful of barley wines that are going to make an appearance. And I do like a barley wine, but they're probably not, just because I personally find them, they're almost too boozy, so my poor little stomach is not able, so it's almost like drinking a sour for me, that I probably need to have some Rennie nearby. But I think for Christmas time and those slightly more snuggly January bluesy type times, I think barley wines are probably good for those. I don't think I bet you there is something really dramatic coming or something exciting, and I've just completely forgotten about it because
because you hear it all day. It's all
Yes. I think barley wines are probably I bet you they'll start appearing now in the next 2 weeks. Now that I say that, but no, I don't think I've no super secret industry insight, no trends or anything that I can think of. Anyway, no, apart from just hoping that everyone continues to love all the beer, which we're preaching to the choir here.
That's right. You don't need to convert us.
Yeah. No, we're already sold on decent beer. Yeah. No, I don't think there is. That's it.
We'll just have to keep checking the website, seeing what's out.
Yes, there. Yes. Exactly. You know, obviously, I'm very biased. We run our own online even beer store. But yeah, some, you know, you'll get some crackers, kind of say, in your supermarket as well. Although, if you're able to support your smaller local business, go for it. But not everyone's budget can stretch that, and I understand them. So and I've often picked up some beers. I think was it last year? Thank God for the McGargle's range in Super Value. people coming over, taking or not taking, but you know, having a couple of extra beers than planned, and you're like, but that was my ambush. Hopefully beer sales continue as they are for everyone, and particularly, and hopefully the pubs keep going as they are. So yeah.
Well, thank you very much to Quiva for coming on and letting us sort of pick your brain and ask you a million questions. I've learned so much just about your business and how you do everything, and your lack of sleep.
I get way more sleep than make it sound. I actually do.
And I just wish you the best of luck with this run up to the Christmas season, and I hope you guys do really, really well. And I can't wait to see all about your advent box all over social media in the the next month, I should say. So thank you so much for coming on, Quiva. It's been wonderful.
Thank you for having me. And I can't believe it has been this long since I've seen your lovely faces. Oh, hopefully we'll get to see them in real life and like double check that they're actually, we're actually 3D.
Real people. Real person. Like,
wow. But yeah, so hopefully we'll get to do that soon. And have more girl and beer crack.
For sure. Yeah. So thank you everyone for listening, and just a reminder to like, subscribe, and we're on YouTube as well as wherever you get your podcasts. So thank you so much again to Quiva, and I think we'll say goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.